Hey there, Falcons fans, and welcome. Thank you for joining us today. I have a very, very special guest sitting beside me, the 8th overall pick in the 2015 NFL Draft of your Atlanta Falcons, Mr. Vic Beasley. What's up, man?
What's up?
You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm not bad, not bad. Now, first off, before we even start, I want to get into what you had on at the draft. I mean, you had on a red shirt, you had on the red tie, and then even the lapel had a little red in it. Now, is it coincidence, or you kind of had an inclination that the Birds wanted you?
Man, I mean, I planned ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, so I wore the black and red because, I mean, I grew up a Falcons fan, and I always wanted to play in Atlanta, and I was hoping I was still there at number 8, and I was still there, and they pulled the trigger on me, so I'm glad to be here.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you look good, man. You was fresh, so I tell you that. But tell me, how's the process been from your last college game all the way up until walking up on the stage and find out you've been drafted by the Atlanta Falcons? How's that whole process been for you?
I mean, it's been great. I think it's been a learning process for me because last year I was getting ready for spring ball, and now I have to transition to getting ready for the NFL draft and getting ready for the combine. So it was quite different for me, but I was able to transition for the combine and get ready for the draft and pro day and all that, and everything worked out for me.
I know a lot of people want to know. I got drafted by the Falcons, and that call is pretty special. What was that call like? What did Coach Quinn say, and what was your reaction when he said, "Hey, we want to draft you here at number 8"?
Right. So they called me. Coach Quinn was on the phone. He was like, "You ready to be a Falcon?" I was like, "Yes, sir." He was like, "Well, we're glad to have you on the team here." And I was like, "Yes, sir." And he put me on the phone with Mr. Blank. And Mr. Blank said he was looking forward to having me on the team. So it was a special moment for me, and I'm just glad I got to experience that with my family.
Awesome, awesome. Now, a lot of people I've heard people close say, hey, you have one of the most explosive first steps in all of this draft. How does that make you feel, and what do you contribute that to?
I mean, I just contribute to hard work, and I think it's a gift that I have. I've been blessed with over the course of my career. And just working hard throughout the offseason at Clemson and the transition of my game into a great pass rusher and working with my position coach, Marion Hobby. I think he's played a good role in my success over my career.
Vic, your measurements were off the chain at the combine. Everybody was well documented. What do you think you would bring to this Atlanta Falcons team this year?
I'll bring depth and dependability and a chance for us to win a lot of games. I think being productive and winning games is the most important thing for us here in Atlanta and in my first year.
When people come out to training camp and they come out to the dome and they watch you play and they watch you practice, what do you want the people to take away from when they say, hey, I went and saw Vic Beasley today? What do you want people to take away from when they see you play?
I want them to see a guy that plays with no regrets and plays with a lights-out mentality. I mean, I hope a lot of kids are coming out there that have aspirations of playing in the NFL, and they can look at me and be like, man, I want to be like Vic Beasley.
Awesome, awesome. Now, a lot of people want to kind of compare you to a lot of different guys. When you turn on your tape, you watch yourself, and then you playing along with some guys now in the NFL who you kind of looked up to. Who do you kind of see yourself or resemble yourself after?
From my position, I model my game after a guy named Von Miller. I think we share similar traits on the field. You know, he's able to get out there quarterback, and I think I'm able to also.
Now, you're one of two guys in FBS the last couple of years who've had double-digit sacks, and you came out and said, hey, I want to be a double-digit sack guy. What do you think it's going to take for you to become that double-digit sack guy next year?
I think it's just productivity. I mean, really getting into the scheme of things and just buying into the scheme that Mr. Quinn has for this team, and just accepting my role on this team.
Now, we're big into social media, and I know you are too. A lot of people on Twitter, we ask them, they want to ask you a couple questions. And a guy, at Derek Collins 79, says, what number will Vic Beasley wear for the Falcons? You got that picked out yet?
Not yet.
Not yet?
It's going to be surprising for me. I'm looking to see what numbers they got open for me. So hopefully
You wore a nice number 3. I wore number 3, too. That's pretty nice. I know you – that was pretty cool there. But as Slade_31 says, which NFC South QB does Vic want to sack the most? So you got Breeze, you got Cam, and now you got Jameis Winston. Out of the three, which one do you think you want to sack the most?
Probably Probably Cam. I mean, Cam's a big target. Yeah. I didn't have a chance to get to him in college, so hopefully I get to Cam.
So he's the guy you didn't get to. So you got to Jameis a couple times playing him, so we understand.
I was close the other day. I didn't get to him either, though. That's second on mine.
Well, Vic, we appreciate you sitting down with us, and I know the Falcon fans are looking forward to seeing you get those double-digit sacks, and welcome to Atlanta, and expecting big things, man.
Oh, yeah, rise up.